Zoe and Beetle. Working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hitting the old hey, whatever song comes up button, huh?
No, this is good. Is this in the rotation now?
Yes. No, it's good.
There it is.
There's no creativity to his rejoins. He did have one earlier, though.
This is a Tom Morgan original right here.
It's a good one.
There's no such
joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is Patriots linebacker Chase Winovich. Chase is calling in for New England Dairy Patriots game day because every day is game day. When you add dairy to your day, it helps you sustain energy and fuel performance across all four quarters of the day, that is. Real life needs real dairy. If you could pot them up for us, Milliken, that would be excellent. Chase Winovich with us now. Hey, Chase, what's going on?
Not too much. What's going on with you guys?
Happy Milk Thursday. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you could spell Thursday without milk, but you shouldn't go without drinking it.
I can see that printed on the sides of cartons right now.
T-shirts.
It jumps off the packaging. It's good.
T-shirts.
You got the weekend off, Chase?
Yes, that's it.
The weekend off
coming
up here?
Yes, sir. Bye week, much needed R&R, rest and recovery.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, I like that recovery.
Yeah, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Hopefully expose myself to some things that inspire me and help me grow as an individual. Yeah.
Like somebody what, like what?
Always so thoughtful.
Oh, wait a minute. You got to plan it out. It's not like, hey, you know.
Yeah, these things will come to me, I'm sure.
Well, somebody clued us into you taking some surfing lessons. Have you been doing that?
I have. No, I just went surfing once, but I managed to get up on my very first attempt. So that was something I'm definitely proud of. But yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, I've had all sorts of experiences up in New Hampshire and just like New England in general. I love this place.
Yeah, that's a big thing up there, and that's a very soulful activity from people who are into it. Did you immediately find a connection with the ocean there, Chase?
I did. So whenever I went up to New Hampshire, and we were, you know, they're like, hey, you know, we have this opportunity to go surfing. My teammate Gunner and I, we headed to the ocean and. It was obviously freezing cold at the time. I think it was like February, so
Jesus.
Like the coldest place you can go at the coldest time of the year. But yeah, for my first time ever going surfing, you know, be it at that. So yeah, we went out there and it was a good time. Gunner's pretty nasty on the waves.
Really?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got that low center of gravity, Paul Turner. Yeah.
Huh.
Got the hair, yeah. Got the whole look. Hey, I have a question
for
you.
Yeah, you got the look for sure.
So I was watching Paranormal Caught on Camera, and it's one of the shows I like, and they're doing these research things with ghosts, and they're trying to capture them at night.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I think I have once, yes.
You have once. Okay, keep going.
It was like there wasn't anything definitive. It was more like a dark shadow. So they're doing all this filming, and you know they got all their cameras running. They got the voice boxes, everything. Why did they feel that they have to do the Polaroid picture to where they're taking a snap and I'm there. What are you going to see on a Polaroid that an actual high definition camera is not going to give you?
That's really interesting. I am far from an expert on paranormal affairs, but I mean, if I had to guess, just like literally like your guess is as good as mine. If I had to guess, I've seen a couple of those shows, especially growing up, and they always talk about like the little like balls of light or something.
Yeah.
I don't really quite understand it, but maybe it has something to do with capturing those, like maybe things that our normal cameras for some reason or another might not pick up.
Well, digital cameras just give you like a digital interpretation of the image, but if you're going Polaroid, it's actually the light
light in that moment.
In that moment on that piece of paper. I don't know anything about photography, but if I were ghost hunting, I would say yes, I want a more analog representation of what, you know, I saw in front of me, and that you could get with a Polaroid camera, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think it definitely puts in a different a lens or a different effect on whatever it is that you're documenting. I mean, that's why we have different cameras in the first place. That's pretty interesting. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do, yeah.
What about you? Have you seen one? Do you believe in them?
So when I was a kid, my sister and my mom and I were down in Williamsburg, Virginia. And down there, you could actually stay in these old houses from, like, yep. I don't know, maybe like the 1700s. These things are really old. And so we hear this rustle. So how it works is, like, there's a kitchen downstairs with this aspiring staircase on the opposite side. And it goes up to these two bedrooms. So we had, my sister and I were, you know, we were young, probably like 7 or 8 at the time. But we had heard a bunch of rustling going on in the kitchen. So we're like, yo, like, what's going on down there? So we started creeping down the steps and it doesn't matter if anybody doesn't believe this or not. It's like our stories are corroborated and what I saw is what I saw. I don't know what it means. I'm sure there's all sorts of visual things that your mind can play on it. But as we're creeping down the steps, I look into the kitchen and with my sister by my side, my sister Ariana, and we see this lady, and she's wearing this translucent white dress, and like the windows open, and it was just like a very interesting, situation to be in. So we got freaked out, and we ran upstairs to my mom, and we're like, hey, come look at this. And so we came downstairs. It was just like the curtain blowing in the wind, and there's nothing there. Just the kitchen was empty. And there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, it was like I said, extremely vivid, unmistakably something. I had never seen it up to that point of my young Chase life. So
I believe
that's my story.
I believe you.
I don't know what it means, but we both saw the same thing. And
I think there's too many stories like yours to completely discount it. And also to say, I got a complete understanding of the physical world. I know everything that's out there. Like, no, you don't.
No, there's nothing.
How can you say that you know everything that's there? And you can say, well, who are you one to say that there are ghosts? Who are you to say that they don't exist? So anybody who's got a story like that, I'm inclined to believe it. Why not?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting because I base that against a lot of people that are quote unquote paranormal investigators. And one, it's like, it seems pretty far fetched, like the lengths they go to try to document these things. And it seems like they're always like just coming up short. And then secondly, it's like people that have investigated, just like some of those people are like, yeah, these things aren't real. So, what to believe and how to make sense of all this stuff. It is a problem of the human condition, I think. Like, if you think about it, not to get deep, but it's like, our logic, our logic came from our brain. It's like, it's like language came from our logic. It's like, we developed these systems and then developed language. So trying to articulate certain things, regarding the human experience is tough. It's like, it's hard to do. So...
Well, there is also confirmation bias. If you don't believe in ghosts, you're less likely to see a ghost, is what it is. So a lot of
exactly. There's all
don't
all
believe
sorts
in ghosts. We'll never
psychological.
See
exactly. There's all sorts of psychological things that play into this. I think. I think at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is two things. One, it's like in terms of like the world that's unknown. And I think religion falls into this. I think there's something to be said for. Whether you think you know the answer to like the afterlife and so forth, or you don't, it all falls into the same category of that you don't know. And it's like just accepting the fact that you don't know naturally leads a human being to search for those things and try to understand that. And you can't do it through language. It's like you listen to someone speak, they just seem crazy. But then again, you go and you listen to people that are studying the yoga tradition or Buddhism or are into meditation. It's like, they'll tell you firsthand, what it is. So it's like I said, the biggest part is just accepting the fact we don't know and being willing to filter out the answers yourself as best you can.
Chase Winovich is with us. We had a caller earlier, Chris in Peabody, who's called a couple of days in a row, and he would like us to ask you your thoughts and if you knew anything about this, and that is that the Illuminati, which I admittedly don't know a lot about, is controlling the music industry, he said. And they are behind a lot of things, and that there's a – yesterday he mentioned possible surveillance of famous musicians such as the Beatles by intelligence agencies, referencing conspiracy theories about who John Lennon's real assassin were, but that the Illuminati controls music. Your thoughts?
Interesting. I'm not sure exactly, you know, I have no affiliation with the Illuminati, at least yet. So I'm not sure exactly like how much they control or don't control. I will say this though, is that if you look at things in terms of symptoms, and you know, it's like, if you assume that everything on the outside is really just a mirror of what's on the inside. And it's like, you look at, like, I think it's like 1 in 5 people are on some sort of psychiatric medication for adults in the United States. If you look at the major wealth disparity that exists in the United States, the rates of obesity, depression, so forth, it's like, it's clear to me that, you know, despite being the richest country of all time, we certainly have, you know, a lot of problems. And it's like, you know, it makes sense. It's like there's a system that breeds all these people that are physically and mentally and emotionally inept, and then a system that farms those people for as much cash as possible. So it's like, you know, as long as the earth is on the receiving end of that sort of selfishness on our behalf, it's going to be, I would say, a long ride for humans, but in all actuality, it's going to be a shorter than longer ride, because, you know, it's like the earth is the earth. It's a giant floating rock on space, but humans, you know, right now it's like we're more like viruses. So whether the Illuminati controls the music industry, I wouldn't doubt it. It's like, you know, the people are obviously have had a lot of money for a long time and pulling all sorts of strings. So who knows?
How's the team doing?
So football. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I got lots of thoughts on football. Obviously, that's my first and foremost priority. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound like it whenever I speak about these subjects at such length, but you know, I am a human being first, and right. It's like I could talk about anything you want. We could talk about. I don't know what can I talk about on the radio that would be locker room talk. I don't know. We can go into that for sure. But Jason, in terms of football,
pause for 1 second. Let everyone know Chase Winovich is with us on 98.5 The Sports Up, WBZ FM HD1 Boston. Okay, continue. You were saying.
Yeah, football is obviously my biggest priority, and. Yeah, no, this has been a really cool experience, like just starting the year off 2-4 and, you know, having to work our way back from that. This year's taught me a lot, I'd say, in terms of, you know, just putting the team first. It's like it's not been, you know, obviously, like my favorite position to have to, like, not be delegated, but to focus, you know, my attentions more on special teams and third down when I have the opportunity. But at the same time, like that, like there's lessons to be learned in anything. And what we learned from being 2-4, you know, at least from my perspective, is that, you know, these things sometimes don't go your way. Sometimes they do. But as long as you focus on the actual process and ignore the noise, as they say, then ultimately, you know, good things more than not will come your way. And that's what this year has been for me. It's been a super informative, enlightening, and fun year just, you know, forming relationships with my teammates and just growing as a human.
All right, Chase. Well, we appreciate the time. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but what did you make of only having Mac Jones throw the ball?
Yeah, should he get paid this week?
Does he get to skip a game check?
I think he gets paid because, you know, I have a slightly different opinion, I'd say, than, you know, some, you know, other people that maybe say, like, oh, this or that. It's like, you know, just having the potential to pass the ball, which he's certainly shown that he's capable of, is enough to, you know, keep defenses on their toes. Like, you still have to account for it. It's like, you know, we could run the ball and do things every, you know, a certain way, but it's like, hey, like, if you send everybody, it's like you're opening up something else. And so, It was a fun game, though, being able to run that much. Fun.
All right, Chase Winovich, appreciate the time. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you at some point next week, I assume.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, happy Milk Thursday, everyone.
Have a good bye.
See you later.
See you, Chase.
Chase Winovich joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.